This is the first day of December, the first Sunday of December. There's five this year. We are now in what we call the Christmas season. I think it started earlier this year than normal. I mean, way back in about the first of November, the radio station started playing Christmas music. But in 24 days, we will celebrate Christmas. And it's a season in which we recognize the birth of Christ. But you know, part of being successful in life, as well as in the spiritual, is recognizing the seasons that we're in and acting accordingly. You know, we all get busy during this season, Christmas season, shopping, gifts, cooking food, looking at lights and decoration, traveling and be with our family members in different areas of the country. But we need to keep in mind the real reason for the season. It is remembering the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the other stuff, the gifts, the lights, the decoration, the food, family, that's just all what we call icing on the cake. That's just extra. Now, I want to go read from Isaiah. Start out in Isaiah 7, then I go to Isaiah 9. But Isaiah is referred to as the messianic prophet because he in his prophecies, he, in amazing detail, prophesied the coming of the Messiah, Christ. In Isaiah 7:14, all right then, I'm going to read from the NLT. I read from NLT and New King James. Sometimes I use the NLT because it's a little bit more clearer to us in our language. All right then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Okay? Now, in Isaiah 9:6, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government shall rest upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, Isaiah spoke this by the revelation of the Holy Spirit many, many, many years, hundreds of years before Christ actually came. And he revealed the way that Jesus would come, he'd be born as a child. Now, the leaders of Israel, the children of Israel that we read about in the Old Testament, they should have been aware of the season if they would listen to the prophet Isaiah. And the prophet Isaiah, when they in their synagogues, the prophet Isaiah was the one that was read more than anybody else. His book was read in the synagogue. And if they would have listened, they would have been prepared when the Christ child came. But instead, they were looking for a ruler to come that would take them from the hand of the Romans that so cruelly ruled over them. They failed to recognize the season, and they didn't act accordingly and never received the benefit of the Christ child coming. Now, we need, and I'm going to sort of just divert here for a minute. We need really to listen to the Word of God as we read about the season that we are in. We are in a season which we would call the end time season. Christ, just as it was prophesied that he would be born, it is prophesied that he will come again. Many people say, well, that's been a long time ago. It was prophesied a long time by the prophet Isaiah before Jesus ever came. But he is coming again. And so we need to recognize the season so we'll be ready when he comes. But I want to go from these verses and recognize some things that we should look at and take heed of. The verses I spoke to you about is when the season when Christ first came to the earth. And so as we look at this and we read about the Christ child, then let us begin to recognize this season and remember that Jesus came to this earth over 2,000 years ago, and he came for a reason. Okay, during this season, let us remember what it says there in Isaiah 7:14. All right then, the Lord himself will come, will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive a child. She's to give birth to a son, and we'll call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. We just sang about the presence of God. The exciting part about this Christmas message is that God came to be with mankind that he created. You know, in most other religions, if you study it, they are trying to get worthy to go and be with their God. The beauty of Christianity is that God came to us. When we didn't deserve it, he came to us. So the benefit of Jesus coming to the earth is that God came to us. Now you got to go back all the way into Genesis when Adam disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, when he ate from the tree that he shouldn't have eaten from, and he lost his connection with God. Remember, before that, God came down, walked and talked with the man that he had created, mankind. Now, Jesus comes so that we once again can be connected with God through accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Now, Galatians 4:4. We'll read Galatians 4:4-5. But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that we could be adopted as his very own children. By becoming born again through Christ, we become a new person, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new person, and old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So that's the birth of Jesus Christ made this all possible. Now, one fellow has said it this way: the birth of Jesus made possible not just a new way of understanding life, but a new way of living it. Jesus came to the earth, lived his life as the Son of Man, like us, but he died as the Son of God. And that's another teaching. I don't want to get into that, but he lived anointed by God as a person, just like we are. Now, because that he came, he lived, he died, he rose again. Through him, we are no longer ruled by Satan. We are no longer slaves to sin. Part of the Christmas message during this season, you need to realize, is God with us. God is with us. Every individual that has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, God is with you. He said that he came to be with us. See, he promised in the Word, he promised to be with us always to the end of the way there in Matthew. In Hebrews, he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So one of the things that we need to remember in the Christmas season, and we're talking about different seasons, and I mentioned the Christmas season, but I also mentioned the fact that we are in a season when he returned. So we need to recognize why he came and the reasons for the season. But we also need to keep our eye realizing that he is coming again. And what we do during this season while we're living here will determine whether we go with him or not when he returns. Amen. Amen. Now, as we look at this season, the Christmas season, and we say, oh, Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus, the light of the world. That's one of the reasons that we, light that campus up over there in Broken Arrow every Christmas. is to say, hey, this is the Christmas season, these are the lights, and Jesus is the light of the world. You know, it's just a little bit of coming in the back doorway to try to get to people. But we need to remember, he came, he gave us, he came in his presence. He came with his presence. We have the presence of God. Remember, in this season, God's presence is with us. Yes. Now, this season, we need to remember that God has given us promises. Let's look at Luke, the first chapter, 30th verse. Now, you see, during this season, these first and second chapter of Luke will be read extensively in many churches, many different programs that will be presented. But I want to approach this a little different here. It says, the angel told Mary, don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary asked the angel, but how can this happen? I'm a virgin. The angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son, is now in her sixth month. Actually, that was John the Baptist, who became the forerunner of Jesus Christ. For the word of God will never fail. Mary responded, I'm the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And the angel left her. Now here the angel came to Mary to inform her that God had chosen her. And what the angel said does not fit in the scope of our human reasoning. It doesn't make sense. But Mary could have easily refused to believe. But she said in Luke 1:38, may everything you have said about me come true. She chose to not doubt, but to believe God. What the angel said to Mary reinforced the promises that we read there in Isaiah 7:14 to send Christ to be born of a virgin. Now God kept his word. Isaiah prophesied this hundreds of years before it actually happened. But he kept his word. He fulfilled his promise. He said he would send a redeemer to mankind. And he kept his promise. During the Christmas season, we should remember that if God kept one promise, surely he can keep the other promises. If one of the promises of God came to pass, it's possible for all of the promises of God to come to pass. Not just if one came, then it's possible for all of them. During the Christmas season, we need to remember that we have not only have the presence of God with us, we have the promises of God here in his word. Somebody said, well, God never talked. People always say, well, God talked to me. And they said, God never talks to me. And I always ask them, well, have you read the Bible? Because that's God talking. The Bible is, that's God talking right there. Okay. See, keep in mind that if God fulfilled one promise, he can fulfill another promise. If he ever fulfill one, And we see that he fulfilled this because he promised hundreds of years before Jesus ever came. He promised, he said, I will send a redeemer. Paraphrasing in our language. And it happened. We can be assured then, if he fulfilled that promise, he will fulfill these promises for us. When he tells us that we can have salvation. He tells us we can have healing. He tells us we can have safety and deliverance. He promises us that we can have provision and abundance. Every promise that is made will come true if we believe. The key to that coming to pass with Mary was when she said, let it be what you have said. Yes. We have to get to the point we have to say, let it be what God has said. You know, I say it all the time, and I got it from my dad. God said it. I believe it. That settles it, period. Amen. That was written in the fly leaf of my dad's Bible. Many of you know who he was, Kenneth E. Hagin. He was known as a pretty, in charismatic circles, he was known quite extensively. But that was him. If God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Explanation point. You know, every promise. So our message during this season is God keeps his promises to those who believe. Mary believed, the promise was fulfilled. We believe and the promises will be fulfilled. How many of you have been born again? You got that way by believing, right? Confessing with your mouth, believe with the heart, confess with the mouth, you shall be saved. Is that not what the Bible says? Amen. All right. So here we see that as we see the coming of the Christ child, it represents to us God's presence coming to mankind. It represents to us that God will fulfill his promises. He said this many years before through the prophet, and now it has come to pass. So we have the presence of God, the promises of God. Now there's something else that comes that we should realize that comes with this season, the Christmas season. And that is the peace of God. The peace of God. The presence of God, the promises of God, the peace of God. Look at Luke 2:9. Luke 2:9. You will hear this scripture read many, many times during this season of the year. I'll probably read it again in one of my messages. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the glory of Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. The angels reassured them. Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news. I bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a babe wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God is to those with whom God is pleased. And he is pleased with us that has received Jesus Christ as his Savior. The message that was brought to the shepherds is God's peace was here on mankind, was here again on earth for all mankind to receive. You see, in the garden, Adam had peace with God. He walked and he talked with God. But when he disobeyed, he was alienated from God, and there was no peace. In the garden, there was no turmoil whatsoever. You ever thought about it? All the animals were there and none of them were fighting one another. You can't even get two dogs together without them fighting. Well, my two in the backyard, if another dog comes in, they'll get on him. But I got a couple of pups. They're what, 9 months old now? Cash weighs over 100 pounds. And Maverick, his brother, weighs about 90 pounds. They're Great Pyrenees Mountain Dogs. They're huge dogs. But you know, they'll play with one another. But if somebody else comes around, they don't like. There's no peace. Have you ever been? I know when I was, you know, going to Bible school and college, and going to Bible college. You know, there were just some guys that you just didn't want to be around because any time they got around, there was turmoil. Yeah. Have you ever been around that where everything been going along really good, everybody's having a good time, and one certain person comes into the group, and then it just goes bananas. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You know, the enemy, that's what he wants to do with all of us. He wants to come in and cause havoc in our lives, get us out of peace. But we got to remember that's God's peace, the Prince of Peace. Didn't we read that there? He shall be called the Prince of Peace. Now, I could go many different directions with it. I could take each one of those names and go with it. But I wanted to zero on these three different things that we need to take and begin to let be a part of our life all the time, not just during this season. Amen. But that's when they came. They came during this season. The Prince of Peace came to earth, born as a child in a manger, to bring peace to mankind. He took away the barrier that existed between man and God. He was the mediator, the sacrifice between man and God. Now, peace only comes when a person becomes a child of God. People in the Old Testament, they went every year. They had the sacrifices for the covering of sin. We have remission of sin. It doesn't exist anymore. Theirs was just covered for that one year. And I'm not going to go into all of it, but they killed the goat and they did the burnt offering. They put the blood on the one escaped goat and they took and turned him loose in the wilderness. And that was the sign that they were being covered. Their sins were covered. But that all changed on that night in Bethlehem when Christ came. Now, some people say, well, it wasn't particularly on a night. We don't know. I don't know exactly. We can't. You can study it all you want. There is, and I went to Bible school. You know, I do have an education. And you got all kinds of different theologians with different ideas. Well, it was this time of the year, and it was this time of the year. I taught one guy was arguing with me one day. I said, I'm not going to argue with you about it because nobody knows. You don't either, and they don't either. But I said, the point is, this is the time that we recognize. Whether it's the exact time or not, this is the time that we celebrate it. Hello? And we do know, according to the word of God, that it was done in Bethlehem. We do know that. We do know that there were shepherds in the field outside of Bethlehem. And there is a place there. I've been there. There's a cave and where the shepherds would be there. And there's flocks are out there. And we were there on a tour in Israel in 78, I guess it was. And our group was in there, and there was a German group came in. And I don't know, somebody just started saying, the guide was talking, and I read these verses to our group. And somebody started singing Silent Night. And it was about dusk when we were there. It was a most wonderful time. And I thought to myself, man, this must have been what it was like when the shepherds were here. You know, the peace. I mean, as we begin to sing that, they're in that place where they think, you know, they're not for sure. They think all of those places you go to over there, they're not for sure. But as much as much of the history and archaeology that they can put together. This is the closest they can get to it anyway. And I thought, man, what peace. As we were singing that Silent Night, we were singing in English, they were singing it in German. Must have been 120 of us with all total, all of us, because we had 78 with us, I believe. And it was just, I still remember the peace that came. And that was been a long time ago. And it was just, 4 years ago now, I guess, in June, we were there in what they believed was the upper room. And I began to pray in the spirit. And that way I got lost in the spirit. And they had to come and get me up because they said I wasn't supposed to be praying out loud in there. But I was anyway. But you know, the peace of God. I'm talking about that peace. That peace that comes from nothing but God himself. The word of God said, a peace that passes all understanding. A peace that no one else can understand. When people are in the middle of traumatic situations and people are at peace, children of God are at peace, it's because the Prince of Peace has come. You know, too many Christians are not living in peace. It's not because the peace of God's not there. It's because they're not remembering the Prince of Peace and not letting him rule and reign in their life. You know, it's real easy to get under all the cares and all the burdens and everything that's going on in life. But at this season, let us remember, there's pressure. Everybody has it. Financial pressure, people, stress, demands. All of these things come in upon us. But let's not let them steal our peace, because the Prince of Peace has come. Jesus came to make it possible to live in peace. Excuse me. Look at Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. Now, this tells you here, this God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. You can't understand the peace of God. One of the things that people do in this generation that we're living in today is they have to have an answer for everything. With the Word of God, there is not an answer for some things. You just have to believe. You know, how can you understand spiritual things with the natural mind? Doesn't happen. You have to believe. You know, I mean, here we are. Don't worry. It says, don't worry about anything. Now, it doesn't say there's a vast difference between concern and worry. Okay? Many people, when you say don't worry, well, then they go to the extreme and they're not concerned about anything. No, we have to be concerned. Don't worry about anything. It said, pray about everything. Pray about everything. You know, they mean it. They don't mean it. It just is funny. But somebody said, well, we need to pray about that. And somebody else said, well, has it come to that? Anybody ever been heard that? Yeah. Huh? Anybody? Actually, that's what it should come to first before everything else. Come on now. Then it says, then tell God what you need. Thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience peace. If you want peace, there it tells you right there how to get it. Tells you what to do. Tell God what you need, thank him for what he's done, then you'll experience God's peace. See, remember during this season that God's peace is yours. Let his peace rule your life. During this season, don't think on the worries. Think on God and his peace. So during this season, the Christmas season, let us remember God's presence with us. That's what came when Jesus came that night in Bethlehem. God's promises are for us. They became ours when Jesus came. God's peace is ours because Jesus was born, lived, and died, and rose again from the dead. You know, presence, promises, peace. That's three things that we have from this season. Now, there are many, many more that you get into, but these are just three that I wanted to mention that come to me through these scriptures as we read them and study them. And that is, and say it with me, God's presence came to us when Jesus Christ was born. God's promises became real to us when Jesus Christ was born. God's peace became ours when Jesus Christ was born. You might want to remember that. Presence, promise, peace during this season. Heavenly Father, I've just talked to these people for a few minutes tonight about your son, Jesus, that came to live with us. And he brought us your presence. He brought us your promises. He brought us your peace. Thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name.